since the 90s.
Blog Talk Radio.
This shit been in the works since the 90s, man. This is the start of it. Terry McMillan, Toni Morrison, all of these hoes. That's who we are. That's who we have to blame for the current state of black relationships. They look up to women like this. We're about to show you why they shouldn't. Yes, the question even is going to be. Delusional. Completely delusional. I'm going to stop the video right there and then we're going to get into the rest of the issues because there's really nothing left to say. We got the premise. Yeah, an old woman, an older woman, praying from a young man in Jamaica. She makes a movie about it. She gets all of these women hyped. Now they all think, okay, I'll just go to Jamaica or I'll just go to another country and find me a young guy and marry him and it'll be her. So she, well, what really happened to Miss McMill? Here we go right here. Give me 1 second. God damn it. American. All right, here we go. You can't make this shit up. Let's go back. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. This should be a reality. This should be a reality check for all of you women out here currently who think that this is the way to go. This should be a reality check because right there, she looks like a totally different woman than what we saw in the first clip. In the first clip, she was great. In the first clip, she was all about, oh yeah, this young guy, I didn't know. You know, he did think that he knows he didn't. And now, look at her now. Let's go back one more time. This is so tough. Let's go back. Let's go back. Modern women don't have a clue. Modern women don't have a clue. They know it all. They got all these degrees. They're so well smart, but they can't figure out a 20-year-old man who you met in a third world country didn't really like you. Just get you there. Look at you now. What if a man said that to a woman? They'll make this nigga the new Ike Turner. A woman is just like that. I want to bash your face in. That's abuse. there we have it. There we have it. Now let's continue the interview. Because ultimately, she bought all the stuff. And I want to say all you guys. Look at her face, man. Look at her face, bro. This shit is priceless. I could watch this over and over and over. Ladies and gentlemen, call and chime in. The phone number is 515-602-9640. We are taking calls. If you want to call in, I'd be glad to talk to you when you do this for me. Once again, the phone number is at the bottom of the screen, 515-602-9640. Let's go. This goes back to what I was saying in the beginning about the Peach Brothers. And you know what? Jeez. So this kind of translates to what a lot of undesirable women go through here. So what a lot of undesirable women go through here is that if you ever go to a male strip club, the only women that you can see there are obese women and women who aren't aesthetically pleased, right? So what kind of men work at the strip club? Just ask yourself this. What kind of man is going to put on skimpy clothes, cowboy struts on the street and shit? And dance and gyrate the way you're able to do. What kind of man would do that? Because that's just not in our DNA. That's not how we work. Straight men don't do shit like that. Yeah, fast forward to this conversation. Big, buff, muscular, easy men walking around in Speedos on the beach in Jamaica. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And it's really, really sad to watch because these women fall for it and they spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on these scams. And just when I start feeling it's hard for them, then I don't. Because when men who are simply average, I wouldn't even call them undesirable, but simply average men, they do the same thing, now I've called them out. But guess what? Here's the difference. Men who are going to these countries and spending that type of money are spending money on the job. See, men are smart. A man will save up, work overtime, right? Just to go to Brazil and kick off and come home and everything will be fine. A woman will go to Jamaica, get hypnotized, and then fuck around and buy this man a house, $10,000. They didn't know how to differentiate what it was and what it wasn't. Men at that inclination. Men know the difference. Women don't. And this is yet another example of how women shouldn't try to do what men do. You can't handle it. You don't have to make them happy for it. Always find out just like this. Let's continue. Gotta know this. Y'all gotta know this fact, right? These chapters. He's got to look at, he has to. Around this time, when this interview happened, they went through a divorce or going through a divorce, and there's certain things that you can and can't say when you're going through a divorce. He was just having to get all my life, and I never liked it. You will be liable. You will be liable. She gets swimming. A lot of stuff she gets into because of the fact that he came from a third world country and pretended to be in love with her. You can get burned down from that and was still getting pussy on the side. So he got to chill. He got to be, oh, this girl thought I was gay, blah, 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 blah. Nah, no, nobody believes that. I'm surprised they haven't been out of this shit. This is hilarious. All the talking about, there's a lot of rumors about Oprah being, you know. Let's go back. Oprah funny on the low. She's funny on the low. Yo, listen, this bride has the best, you know, maybe I just don't know. There's got to be memes out here of her face. There's no memes. There's no memes. There's got to be memes of her face like this. She got the best meme faces ever. Ever. All right, that's it for that. Oh, Lord, man. Lord, Lord, Lord. So, look. Ladies, don't bring your big ass to Jamaica. Don't bring your old ass to Jamaica. And don't bring your homie looking ass to Jamaica. They're going to use you and cut you for everything you have. But I will say this. Jamaican niggas are angels when compared to Nigerian niggas. Jamaican niggas are angels compared to them. What I'm going to do right now, I'm about to bring out the Nigerian niggas, the Nigerian niggas who handle these passport hoes, and these niggas left. These niggas is pimp or die if I ain't never seen that shit in my life. And they look at you with a straight face, broken English, all that shit. Them niggas don't care. Them niggas don't care. What is gonna happen? Shit. Real quick, before we get into this video, I must say, fair use, fair use, fair use. Yeah, in this video, I'm going to copyright laws and fair use. Let's go. Bro, look at the list. $200, reasons won't know. $180, Round trip to the U.S. Like, look at this shit. Sherry is out here tripping, bro. Nigerian. Oh, good. Let's go. That nigga probably made chocolate and made teddy bears. He ain't put a goddamn down. The passport hoes winning? Are the passport hoes are buying niggas passports. On another level. Let's go. Like, ladies, wouldn't it be easier to just lose weight and find a decent average man in America? Lose the weight. Find a decent average man. But no, you hoes want to take the easy way out. You want to eat all the Doritos and Chipotle burritos with no vegetables you want. And then go try to get a husband in Africa somewhere. We're just pissing in pots in Africa. Literally, pissing in pots. But this is what you got to go through. This is what you got to go through. When you don't want to just do the basics, get yourself in shape and land a decent man. Because the average man isn't funny. To argue about these costs is crazy. This is what you hoes want. Instead of just doing the right thing by God, by biology, and by yourself. Because she's not a bad looking woman. She was 150 to 60 pounds lighter. She wouldn't be a bad looking woman. She could land a decent guy. But instead, she'd rather not do that and have to send a nigga $50 to another country so he can get his driver's license. Okay. Okay. So let's get to the second part of this. Actually, no. We've seen enough of that. Let's get to the next video. Nigerian man denies he's scamming a 60-year-old woman. Here we go. Now we got a white woman in America getting her ass scammed. These Nigerians don't discriminate. They're coming to get all the money from the passport holders. Let's go. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit is hilarious. This shit is hilarious to me. I can't stop fucking laughing, man. I've been watching this shit all day. Oh, damn. What the fuck I did? Man, Jesus Christ. All right, let's go. We're back at it. Filter game is on fire right now. Those filters on Instagram did a lot for her. Those ones were crazy. Yo, I got nothing to say. I'm just watching this. This shit is hilarious, man. Where are you hoes at with this? Where are the feminists at with this? Nowhere treatment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that the past portals are through at this point. There's nothing else anyone can tell me about anything that these rods are doing overseas. See, what a lot of people forget is that men and women are different, right? Men and women operate on different frequencies. If you're a woman, you have to go overseas just to get some dick. The saddest shit out. For a man, it makes sense only because modern women have been tricked into thinking that the average man is no good. The average man who makes $50,000 a year means nothing. Right? You gotta be a baller, you gotta waste your money, and you gotta actually bring your ass out. That's what they want. These are the black. And if you don't act like a baller and waste your money, then you at least have to be 6 feet tall and have a job paying you over $100,000 a year. Those are the expectations that Western women have on Western men. And Western men are just like, well, white. I can go on vacation and have a much better time and spend way less money on parents and argue with women that whether he paying for the pussy or whether he's just, or whether he's a baller and he's just going to different country and doing different work. I can't hate him either way. I can't hate him either way. There's no way I can. Right. What do I know? Listen, whether you agree, you disagree, or you disagree, leave a comment in the comment section below. Or also, hit that like button. And that subscribe. Tap that notification bell. And select all. For myself, go ahead and trigger the music and speak up. We will catch you.